Wasatch High School. My name is Eric Sabach. I'm from the Woodlands, Texas. It is November 4th, and we're here in Washington, Utah at Crimson Cliffs High School for UMEA's Red Rock State Marching Band Championships. What a beautiful background for me to look at as I look at you to perform in, and I will be adjudicating you in ensemble visual. Let's rock. Have a great run. And our hot air balloon gondolas. Good sense of posture, backing up feet in time. I want to skip over some of the more fundamental things. Hopefully with you guys, don't bring me down into talking about posture, feet and time and articulation. Okay. Get a good sense, too, of our posture, building block one. Feet and time, building block two on top of that one. Stacked in third is articulation, right? The fourth thing I start to look at is phrasing and how you move from point A to point B, how you change your step size on count one. If you adhere to the step size throughout the phrase, or if they get bigger or smaller at the end, all these things are building blocks. And then the fifth building block on top then becomes that choreography and characterization that you put in. So I feel comfortable about your posture. I feel comfortable about your feet and time so far. I feel comfortable about the articulation. And so far, I feel comfortable about phrasing. Good job, trombones. From the backwards, minus one to the plus one to the forward march just there. Stretch the band out. Wow. Honor splitting. We get a little wonky in the woodwinds. For the most part, we keep the battery in a good place on the field to derive time. There was a time earlier in the first production, in the introduction, I think it was, the woodwinds were in this vertical, rectangular figure, and it was about 25 yards away. The battery was moving away from the woodwinds while the woodwinds had the primary voice. So it's moments like that that you have to be a little bit more sensitive to. And that moment where we're just playing the whole notes and the feet get a little out of time because we don't have something to, like here, even with the meter, we've got something to line feet up with other than those sustains, right? Kind of build those decrescendos for the music people in by using your body. Good for you. We get a little crazy out here with the tubas and trombones at the end of that phrase. You don't have a conductor out there, and you've got bass drums, and you got to listen to time, and mainly you have to rely on your internal metronome. Yeah. Not a good 2-3 pages of drill compared to what I saw earlier. We lose our feet in time, posture, articulation. A little bit of a flutter. Good integration of the guard within the winds, the big old side chaussées that you make sure you don't turn them into pas de chasse. Pas de chasse, jump like a cat, right? Where your feet kind of come up on the ground and the side chaussées, you stay a little bit more connected with your toes to the surface of the ground. good moment integration. We don't overly tax the performers. We give them the ability to do less better, which is never a bad thing. That should just be about the sonority of sound for the music people and the effect people to react to. So I'm absolutely happy you take a moment and just let the music create the moment. That's a compositional element in and of itself, right? We just didn't quite get to that. The back people that rotated the most just didn't quite get their feet over the yard line. They were following the people to stay in the cover down rather than going to their destination point and watching the form evolve until they get there. Never rely on people to take you where you need to go. Fit into the flow of the motion around you, but most importantly, find where you need to go. Place, two, three, place together. There you go. Good for you. Good job. Really good job. There are some points in the show that I pointed out that I think we kind of lost our concentration or our demonstration of our skills. I think in a lot of ways you're written smartly to the range of your performers, which I welcome. There's still growth to go to get into those upper ranges in regards to composition. It's a slow ride. It might take you 4, 5, 6 years to get there if you continue building the program and don't have any setbacks. Take the next step from a compositional standpoint in that process next year and just take a little bit, a step or two or forward. Don't take a leap and a bound. And as the performers, you need to really consider 100% of the people on the field giving 100% of their effort 100% of the time. There is a few moments where I think maybe you didn't touch upon them in rehearsal, or maybe we just as a group kind of fuzzed out and got a little hazy there, right? And I think there is also some moments where you showed good clarity, very good clarity for what you've been given. Keep growing, keep developing. And the freshmen, sophomore, and juniors this year, that will be the sophomores, juniors, and seniors next year. You have to take the lessons learned in the past 2 weeks or so before your state here and pick up from here in band camp. I learned how to drive a car 43 years ago. Every year I don't have to relearn how to drive my car. I'm just going to go to a new destination that maybe I've never been to before. Next year you're going to learn a new show. That's your new destination. But you've learned how to drive the car. Let your staff teach the freshmen how to be band kids. You need to be the example of the band kids for your freshmen to follow. And if you want to get really good, you need to, at that first football game, march like you did today, if not better. I hope I get to see you again sometime in the future, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you on tape.